The Capsule Demon Murders by Douglas Shannon Bungard. Directed by Andy Felt. Audio direction by Nathan Bradley.
Amelia's office, 10:28 a.m. The belly of the beast.
Any luck?
No leads.
What's with the hat?
He thought I deserve it more than he does. Seemed like a last-ditch attempt to get me on his side.
Hey, are you doing okay? I know this can't be easy.
I'll be fine. If I didn't think I'd be fine, I wouldn't have insisted that I be the one to interrogate him. It's just hard watching him sit there and lie through his teeth. I always thought he had nothing to lose. I don't know what Null could have threatened to get him to do this.
Once a criminal, always a criminal.
I thought he had a good heart. Leave no wall unturned, right?
Right.
Has your wall always looked like that?
You little shit!
Amelia Harper, criminal record obscured. Legal bullets authorized.
I'll do the talking. Open that door.
What door?
The hidden one you just turned to. Don't play dumb with me.
I'd sooner let you pull the trigger.
Whether I do or don't, I'll be getting inside one way or another. Let's not make this more difficult than it needs to be.
You think you can just murder your boss and get away scot-free? You leave my body in this room, all they're gonna know is that you killed me. If you're lucky, you can get off for insanity by talking about what you think is hidden in the walls.
You're not making a great case for your innocence right now. It's a good thing you're being recorded.
What the hell are you talking about?
This isn't just some tacky hat. It's got a hidden camera inside. You just fell for the oldest trick in the book.
God damn you!
With just a press of a button, this entire conversation goes live. The whole world will know you're a registered criminal, and that you've got something worth hiding behind this wall. So what'll it be? You can't hide the killer in there forever.
What? Do you even know what you're accusing me of right now?
Do you really think you're in a position to do anything but prove yourself right now? Open the door.
I won't let you take my baby from me.
Baby?
I said what I said.
You keep your child locked up in the walls of Sita?
I keep her safe from the outside world.
For how long?
24 years and counting.
That's not your child, that's your prisoner.
Don't pretend like you even begin to understand.
Please, enlighten me.
Getting this position wasn't easy. I was a much different person back then. I took advantage of anything and anyone I could to rise the ranks. Including Roy.
Roy DeGala? Sita CEO?
Yes. Though he was soon to be COO at the time. He thought he was the shit, and I saw our little relationship as my ticket to rise the ranks. Soon enough, we had a pregnancy on our hands. I wanted to keep it, and he didn't like that. To make a long story short, I now keep her in here so he can never find her.
I don't doubt that was hard, but you haven't changed a bit.
Excuse me?
The situation you were in previously was horrible. I don't refute that. Or I should have never put you in that position. But it's clear as day that you never stopped looking at people like they're nothing more than pawns to you. Even now, you keep her locked up like your trophy, instead of finding a way to help her escape.
How dare you! You and Monty are like family to me, and this is how you treat me?
What kind of family would try and turn Monty and I against each other?
I would never—
Save your breath, I've heard enough. You're coming with me one way or another.
My daughter has nothing to do with this case!
I never said she did. I'm here for you.
Bullshit! You just want me out of the picture so you can get to her.
I'm not here for your kid. I'm here to interrogate our prime suspect for the Capsule Demon Murders.
Me?
You've been absent for the majority of the case, trying to get Monty and I to turn on each other. And we have strong reason to believe you're connected to the Cult of the All-Seeing Eye. Recently, nobody's been more detrimental to the success of the case than you. I'm getting to the bottom of this whether you like it or not.
You little shit!
You make me sick. Sick.
Likewise, Leon.
What?
Such a nuisance. Hidden office room, 11:01 a.m.
My humble abode. Though, anyone other than my mother would be willing to admit it looks closer to a furnished prison cell. No windows, no socializing, just me and my thoughts. Leon and Mom should be waking up soon.
Where?
You stand, I shoot. Got it? Good.
So, you're Amelia's daughter.
Valerie, pleasure to meet you, Leon.
What do you want?
I'm afraid it's the end of the line for you.
Been in the business long enough to know if that were the whole story, you would have shot me by now.
Think whatever you want.
Amelia.
Are you a fan of magic tricks, Leon?
You think this is some sort of game?
Astute observation, detective. I used to love magic tricks as a child. Glimpses of what it could look like to bend the laws of reality were so novel when I was young and naive. But as most things do, it became ruined when I learned about the real world. I'm sure you recognize this, right?
Cardiobasine. Why are you giving that to Amelia?
The latest marvel of the world of cardiology. Though, it's still stuck with the experimental label for a while longer. It's said to be a miracle treatment for a number of different kinds of heart diseases. But what would happen if this cursed capsule demon card were to touch the skin of a person who was injected with cardiobasine?
Don't you fucking touch her with that card!
Oops. My hand slipped.
No!
Nothing. Nothing happens.
What?
Curses, magic tricks. They're all nothing more than simple misdirection of attention. But with the proper sleight of hand, one can fool even the most accomplished detectives. You see, Leon, I've been trapped in here for a very long time, and over those years, I've become very knowledgeable about cybersecurity and hacking. After all, not many people have as much free time as I have.
What does that have to do with medicine? And what's with the brush?
With my skills, I've been able to get my hands on the secrets of many powerful people. Most notably, Jody Phillips of the Cult of the All-Seeing Eye.
Yeah, I've met her. What, are you dusting it?
What you might not know is that they are currently working on some cutting-edge nanotechnology.
So the history of medical malpractice wasn't just a rumor? And what are you doing with that damn car?
They do their best to keep it secret, as its main draw is its untraceable, self-destructive methods. Elimination of the unit so complete that it is unidentifiable in the bloodstream.
No.
Oh, yes. So if someone were to, hypothetically, blackmail their extensive organization of doctors into discreetly administering cardiobasine, all of which contains nanobots running encrypted code to their patients experiencing heart troubles, what could go wrong? Certainly that code wouldn't cause the nanobots to target the brain and self-destruct if the body were to come into contact with baking soda and aluminum powder, would it?
The powder.
Let's see, shall we?
Amelia!
That was your last warning shot. Sit back down.
You monster. You finally lost it, have you?
On the contrary. Knowing you look at both of our circumstances and side with her, I've never felt more justified in my entire life.
Amelia was a terrible person, but even I could tell she wanted to keep you safe.
If that bitch had any empathy for me, she would have put me out of my misery long ago.
This was Roy's doing, and you know that.
I do, and I couldn't care less. I hate them because they are part of the world that allowed this to happen to me. It doesn't matter what part of this wretched world they are, I despise it all.
Then what are you still doing here? If you hate this world so much, then what stopped you from taking yourself out of it?
Circumstance. I too am a part of this world. I craved revenge before I craved death.
Why?
It's human nature. I want to do something, so I do it. Simple as that. Which reminds me, observe.
A room full of people?
In just an hour, the people in this location will succumb to the powder that will fill the room. They will be the final 40 sacrifices.
1 hour.
Yes, but don't worry. I'll make sure you'll live to see their demise before you're disposed of. What's so funny?
The fact that you think you have everything figured out.
I know far more about this case than you ever will.
You underestimate me.
You couldn't even piece together who was responsible for each murder.
Irrelevant. I've seen your blackmailing capabilities firsthand. I know I'm looking at the person directly responsible for these deaths in one way or another.
It's a damn shame you're in no position to do anything about that.
I suppose it's only fitting I'd meet my end by the hands of someone acting even more reckless than myself.
Reckless?
You heard me. Your execution was some of the clumsiest I've ever seen in my entire life.
As if your shitty little investigation team could ever dream of solving this case. Your best explanation of events still involves a teleporting body. Be serious!
An aspect of the case which is easily explained by your admission of blackmailing the Cult of the All-Seeing Eye. An organization with that caliber of technology would have a multitude of options for creating a realistic, bone-like statue on a time crunch.
I spoon-fed you and your little sidekick with a riddle, and you still couldn't get to the bottom of anything on your own.
You gave us a red herring filled with heart metaphors before we found people making Amelia's heart bracelets. All you wanted to do was throw her under the bus.
Enough! Goodbye, Leon. No. You deserve worse.
Did you forget I don't have a criminal record?
Who said anything about a criminal record?
Ugh!
I've had it up to here with you, you little shit. You are nothing compared to me. Do you hear me?
Ugh!
Nothing! What the fuck is your problem now?
Checkmate.
Unauthorized user, SOS, signal activated. Backup will arrive shortly.
For someone who has eyes everywhere, you should really pay more attention to the details of the tools you steal.
You.
Even if I can't find these people you've tracked, my backup will. It's the end of the line for you, Valerie.
Fuck you! Finally, some peace and quiet. Fuck, not already.
Freeze! Drop your weapons!
Thank you so much. I just went to her office and they took me into this scary room and—
She's got a gun!
Battery low. Recording saved.
The Capsule Demon Murders was produced by the Theater at Marietta College. Dialogue recording and editing by Sophie A. Wheeler. Underscore design by Dallas Lacey. Atmospheric design by River Perry. Sound effect design by Brendan Thompson. A full list of cast and crew is available in the description below. The rights to the stage play version of the Capsule Demon Murders can be found through a link in the description.